Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Immigrant families arrive in Massachusetts every day with no place to live. The family shelter system the state runs has been filled beyond capacity for months. So the state has sent hundreds of families to motels, even a courthouse and a recreational center. These newly arrived families need medical care, and that's especially true for one group of immigrants, pregnant women. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel is following this story. Hi, Gabriella.
Hi, good to be here.
So tell us about these women, how many of them there are and where they came from.
So the majority of the new immigrants arriving are from Haiti. The Immigrant Family Services Institute in Boston has served about 14,000 newly arrived Haitians in the past 2 years. So that gives you a sense. And their latest survey found that about a third of the women they are working with are expecting.
One third of the women. And what kind of prenatal care are they getting?
So hospitals are working hard to keep up with the need they're seeing. Many report seeing women in their fifth, sixth, seventh month of pregnancy who have yet to receive any medical care. But even once they get here and get settled in medical care, life is not easy. Bryn McCauley is a nurse at Boston Medical Center.
One of the questions we ask is, when did you last eat? I have heard more and more several days ago as an answer than I've ever heard anywhere that I've worked in my life.
Nurses tell me they regularly see fetuses that are smaller than normal. Now, the state does work to get families on SNAP food stamps, and the family shelter system does provide food, although I've been told many times the food is often unfamiliar, even things like pizza and mac and cheese, and the families just aren't eating that much.
And what are some of the other issues that come up with these women in the shelter system, women who are pregnant?
One issue that I've been hearing about is that even when you're in the shelter system, you may be placed in a hotel or motel that's kind of on the roadside, maybe on a highway, and it's hard to get out and move around. Ketty Lewis is a nurse practitioner in obstetrics, also at Boston Medical Center. She says it's not easy for some of her patients to get a healthy amount of movement each day.
Their mobility is restricted because many of them will come and say, nope, the hotel staff said we have to stay in a room. We cannot congregate downstairs. So you try to accommodate. Okay, I know you're in a room. Do not spend the entire day laying on the bed. Walk around the room.
I should say Lewis and McCauley spoke in their personal capacities and are not representatives of the hospital. But they point out that the challenges the women are facing are particularly salient because the health of a pregnancy has long-term implications both for the child's health and for the parent's health.
And what happens when a woman goes into labor? Because many of these women have other children. So what happens with the kids?
Right. So this issue has come up because many hospitals have policies that young children can't stay while a parent is medically compromised, like delivering a baby. When a family has no friends or relatives locally, this can be a real challenge. And the parents in the hospitals have both told me that they've been left kind of scrambling to come up with alternative childcare. Shirley Ocean is originally from Haiti and came to Massachusetts from Florida last year. She came while pregnant and with her son, who's five. I spoke with her through an interpreter, and she told me that it was particularly stressful when she learned she was not going to be able to bring her son with her to her C-section.
That hurts a lot because just leaving my oldest when I didn't know anybody because I just arrived and then I didn't make any friends yet that I could leave them with the friends. So it really hurt a lot. It bothered me a lot.
So what ended up happening?
Yeah, so she ended up leaving her son with another family in the shelter system. This is something her case manager arranged. But then that family called and said, we can't keep your son any longer because he's not getting along with our other kids. So then the hospital staff actually let this young boy come stay at the hospital. And now I've heard of a few hospitals kind of bending the rules like this. Ketty Lewis, the nurse practitioner, told me temporarily placing kids with another family that they don't know can add to the trauma they've already experienced.
Most often time, they don't speak the language. Most often time, the culture is different. Most often time, it's someone that do not look like them. Yes, they are being taken care of, but this is a very, very, very acute issue.
Now, as a last resort, a child can be temporarily placed with the Department of Children and Families. That's the state agency that usually deals with cases of abuse or neglect. Even the possibility of this is very stressful. I've been told that for some parents, it brings up memories of child separation at the border or en route here. The state told me this happens very rarely, but this question of what happens to older kids while their mom is delivering a baby is a recurring and challenging piece of the puzzle for newly arrived immigrants.
Just one of many pieces. Thank you, Gabriella Emanuel, health reporter here at WBUR. Thanks again.
Thank you.